This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker today is urging people to stay vigilant, even as Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino could be on his way out of town. Law enforcement sources tell the Sun-Times the Trump administration's Operation Midway Blitz is winding down. Pritzker says the Trump administration doesn't talk to him, so he can't confirm whether this phase of the anti-immigration effort is ending, but he seemed to say good riddance.
Whether it was the loss in the elections, or the fact that Greg Bovino is a snowflake on a day when you can see some snowflakes. Whatever it is, the people of Chicago have deserved better than having CBP and Greg Bovino in this city.
Bovino then responded to Pritzker on X, poking fun that Pritzker was heckled at a Veterans Day ceremony in the Little Village neighborhood. A man upset by local police interactions with the feds interrupted Pritzker multiple times. Bovino says Customs and Border Patrol operations will continue, but didn't say he would be in charge. Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs has returned a long-lost Purple Heart Medal to the family of a World War II veteran. The Purple Heart honors a member wounded or killed in battle. Army Rifleman James Bennett's medal was given to his niece in suburban Oak Lawn, where Bennett lived after the war. Frerichs yesterday said Bennett was part of the greatest generation and rarely spoke about his service to family.
This generation served their country. They thought it was about service, and they came home, and they didn't brag, they didn't discuss, and that's what makes it difficult sometimes to return these Purple Hearts.
Bennett was wounded twice during the war, once in France and again in Germany, and Frerichs' office says so far it's returned 17 lost Purple Heart medals. Illinois Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey is going to continue his bid for Illinois governor. In a video, Bailey announces his campaign will continue just 19 days after a helicopter crash killed his son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren. Bailey says his late son and daughter-in-law believed in a future without bad government. And Pope Leo has issued an announcement, his four favorite movies. The Chicago-born pontiff's most loved films are It's a Wonderful Life, The Sound of Music, Ordinary People, and Life is Beautiful. The Pope shared his picks ahead of a Saturday event the Vatican says will deepen dialogue with the world of cinema. Media reports show dozens of stars are expected to attend, including actors Cate Blanchett and Adam Scott, and director Spike Lee. You're listening to The Rundown. After police killed George Floyd in 2020, there was talk of a racial reckoning. In the theater community, that reckoning took the form of a letter entitled, "We See You, White American Theater." The letter demanded theater stop tokenizing artists of color and start implementing company-wide anti-racist training. And it would ultimately be signed by 100,000 artists, including many right here in Chicago. Now, 5 years later, my colleague Mike Davis set out to learn what has changed.
I set out asking a question that I was afraid I already knew the answer to. Did the We See You White American Theater movement ever stand a chance? And 5 years later, have any theater artists here in Chicago seen a change? To get to the bottom of this, I asked a bunch of artists. I started with a seasoned theater vet. Lillianne Brown is a Chicago-based director. She's a Southside native, Northwestern alum. She started her career as an actor, co-founded a successful theater company in the early aughts, and is now one of the prominent directors in the local scene. She recently staged The Color Purple at the Goodman.
All I need is a needle and a spool of thread. Got about a million patterns in my head.
She was an early signer of the movement's statement.
The premise of it, I thought, was correct, and that something did need to be said about just the state of theater. I didn't read any, like, I don't even know if there was like 100 bullet points or whatever at first. There was just a statement. And the statement was something that I, you know, understood.
Actor AJ McGee has toured with a Broadway show. He's also been on the biggest stages in Chicago. Currently, he has a lead role in revolutions at the Goodman.
Everything that was going on in 2020 was in response to police killing with impunity. I felt like that was the conversation. And I love theater, and I love theater people. But I know we get sort of insular sometimes in our theater world.
McGee said in his career, the roles available now are the same roles he was getting before George Floyd's murder and before the theater community's letter. He said he's either singing, dancing, or playing a prisoner.
But the reality is we got to sell these tickets. And we got to sell these tickets. And black people, if they're not singing, don't sell. And I don't think anybody wants to say that because he's a racist and do not care about black humanity.
Award-winning playwright and actor Terry Guest was a newcomer to Chicago when the statement made its rounds. Guest reflects on the changes in the years after the letter.
I feel like the industry has made several changes. I think that there was obviously a huge change in the 2020, 2021, 2022 seasons. And I think that a lot of young artists of color, myself included, really got a lot of opportunities to tell our stories that we were not getting the year before. And I think that a change is happening again. And I think a lot of those opportunities are drying up.
Guest is describing the shift being felt by theater artists throughout the city. In 2021, as theaters reopened, there was an intentional effort to support creatives of color through DEI initiatives. Now, the Trump administration has rolled back funding for the arts and pulled back promised funds to organizations and artists that he deems focus on DEI or gender identity. Brown, however, has experienced things a little bit differently. She's built a reputation among black actors for being one of a handful of directors who frequently provides them with work. The aftermath of the letter may have contributed to her rise in the industry.
You know, I'll never really know why my career, shot up the way it did because it happened at a strange time, right? Was it already happening? Yeah, there was definitely already something happening. Had the pandemic not happened and so much protest in 2020 not happened, would my career be like it is now? I actually am not. I don't know. It was a really crazy time that year. So there was a lot of scrambling. And I think I definitely, in a strange way, may have benefited from people scrambling to have the right optics.
Kevin Iwosu is an up-and-comer in Chicago theater. He's the founder of Local Lab Collective and an associate director at Steel Point Theater. He doesn't believe things have changed for creatives in Chicago.
I can still be in a room and look around at all the designers, and all the designers are white. I still, especially in Chicago, I see casting notices that go out being like, actors of color, BIPOC, 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 BIPOC. And then when the casting list comes out, it's white. We See You, White American Theater, it felt like such a cry out to the big organizations, the big theaters. If the smaller theaters aren't able to live by these rules and these expectations that we want to hold the larger theaters to, then how are we actually making change happen? Because unfortunately, there's trickle down economics, but it's trickle up change.
In the end, I got the answer I expected. For black theater artists, the letter didn't lead to significant change. But just because the industry as a whole hasn't shifted, doesn't mean the needle hasn't budged at all. Lillianne Brown said,
awareness has changed. And I think honestly, that's kind of the point of making any initial statement, is the first thing you have to do is raise awareness. It's naive to think that people in a bubble understand what is going on outside of that bubble. So the first thing you have to do is make people aware.
Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
Weather today, windy and milder, a high near 40. And then tonight, breezy and cold, a low in the mid-30s. And sunny and milder tomorrow, a high near 50. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thanks for listening.